waking this Wednesday up, and a happy one to all Hank fans and family. Let's celebrate.
It's why we love today.
I love it.
He knows.
There you go. He's ready. It is a Wednesday, otherwise known as the fifth day of the 11th month of 2025, at 3:09:56 left until 2026.
That's an immense amount of pressure.
I thought 2025 sounded like the future.
I know.
Snatch it, but
you've got a lot to do between now and then.
I don't want to talk about it. Okay. It is Happy National Chinese Takeout Day.
Okay.
It is National Love Your Red Hair Day.
Aww.
Oh, yes.
I had red hair when I was born.
Really?
Mm-hmm. They could tie little bows in and I had so much hair.
What happened?
Let's start right out.
Sometimes.
Hey, what happened?
People just turn really, really blonde. Mm. What? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, the kiddo's hair still glows like the pits of Odessa. Happy Ginger Day, everybody. To the Ed Sheeran in your life.
Don't ever compare your daughter to Odessa again.
There you go.
I'll report you.
It's a wonderful place to be. It is 22 days until Thanksgiving. 50 exactly until Christmas.
Unless you're at Hobby Lobby. Then it started like 3 months ago.
Yeah. Marshall's kicked it off on Saturday because that's where America shops.
Ooh, I do love some Marshall's. Mm.
I was just hoping to go see a riot. Unfortunately, no.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was down at Ross. I should have went two stores. Why are Marshall's always by Ross? Anyway, and a reminder to save the month for December. On this date in history, 1935, the Monopoly board game was first launched.
Look, it taught all the evils of capitalism.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's where we are now.
There you go, man. On this date, it is Flux Capacitor Day, by the way, because on this date in 1955, in Back to the Future, that's when Marty shows up back in Hill Valley in 1985. And Doc Brown invents the flux capacitor when he slips off the toilet and hits his head.
He's a dream.
Ronald Reagan's the president?
The actor?
On this date in 1959, the American Football League was formed.
Look at you go.
Including the Dallas Texans, which would later become the home of Taylor Swift's fiance.
Oh, they're so in love.
On this date in 19, that's the most recent Dallas-based team to win a Super Bowl, the Chiefs. Yeah, we count it. On this date, sports-related, too, this fun 90s memory, 1994, 45-year-old George Foreman, which to a teenage me at the time was like ancient, became boxing's oldest heavyweight champion, knocking out Michael Moore, and then sold so many grills.
I was going to say,
and
yeah.
And good ones, too. Uh-huh. I commend him. On this date, also, I was there for that. 2003, Jimmy Buffett wins his first CMA award, 5 o'clock somewhere with AJ. Very cool. We've done that in a flashback in the past. 2007, the Android mobile phone operating system was unveiled by Google at the time. You know, the fiancé is an Android.
Oh, that's right.
And I'm an Apple.
How does that work? So can you do the group chats with the fiancé?
Honestly, for the first year of us dating, it was like so many missed texts and whatnot.
Yeah, they don't play well with others. So someone's going to have to switch.
But
who's it going to be?
It came together finally about 2 years ago and
saved
the relationship.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Did she switch?
No. The two companies just figured it out.
They got married?
And then figuring it out since we're coming off Election Day in history, 68, Nixon wins. And in 96, Clinton beats Bob Dole.
Bob Dole for Bob Dole.
Bob Dole. He turned out to be fun, didn't he?
He was a good guy.
Happy Wednesday birthday cakes to Tucker Wetmore. He is a country singer right now. He's doing some things. 26, very young.
Just a baby.
And if I'm picking a fake alias to evade Interpol, Tucker Wetmore. It's in the running.
Okay.
I might throw it in the wheel there.
Thanks, Regina Falangi.
I might include a Cumberbatch. I'm not sure. Kevin Jonas is 38 today, Texan.
Oh, he is so pretty.
Speaking of, that the brother of Taylor Swift's fiance, is 38 today.
There's some filling. I think he always also plays the football as well.
The brother of the other more famous Liam and Chris Hemsworth is 45 today.
Oh, I didn't know there was another brother.
Yeah, there's a third. His name is Luke, and he's 45 today.
Okay, you Luke.
He's like the Manning that didn't go on to play football.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, he's doing just great. Happy
You're
birthday.
You're such a disappointment!
I mean, he made celebrity birthdays. Look at you.
Golfer Bubba Watson is 47 today. Go on, bring it down. Thank you. His name is Bubba, though, so you don't have to go too much. Tatum O'Neal is 62.
Paper Moon.
Brian Adams is 66 today.
He likes to sing.
I'm going to be excited when that Canadian turns 69 for the summer of 69.
That's enough out of your
what?
So right.
Guess first real six string.
Yeah. Where'd he get it?
Five and dime.
Yeah.
Robert Patrick is 67. Have you seen this boy? Kris Jenner is 70.
Yeah, but have you seen her new face? It's not even a year.
Art Garfunkel is 84. And then also, happy birthday to the skydiving chief, Rob Chickering. There you go. Happy birthday.
Starting your day the real Texas way.